Hare Krishna to Radhakala Chanjidam, to all the assembled devotees. It's always a very wonderful experience to have an opportunity to come before the devotees and to speak something about the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are constantly learning from every single day. Every time we read it, we will pick up something totally different. So I take it as a service, a very humble service to my Gurudev, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, to even be able to attempt to copy, or not so much copy, but to honor the footsteps of his devotion to his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. But before we cover text 16th of Canto 11, chapter 20, or verse 16, we like to do a little, we'd like to get the mercy from Lord Krishna by singing Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararandanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararandanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararandanan, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Tira Vanachari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Madhava Kunja Bihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kala Chandi, Radha Kala Chandi, Radhe. Radha Kala Chandi, Radha Kala Chandi, Radhe. Jaya Radha Kala Chandi, Radha Kala Chandi, Radhe. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya. Jaya Jaya Gornitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Nitai Goro Haribo, Haribo. Haribo, Nitai Goro Haribo, Nitai Goro Haribo, 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 Nitai Goro Haribo, Nitai Goro Haribo, 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 Nitai Goro Haribo, 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 Nitai Goro Haribo.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Guru Paramananda. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Text 16, and we are discussing the process. We're discussing really pure devotional service. So I'll read the text, and then afterwards we can repeat. But before we do that, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gnana Tamarandasya Gananjanan Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I think when we come to the understanding, most of us that have had the opportunity to take Diksha, that we have been born in the darkest of ignorance. And of course, our spiritual master has opened our eyes with the torch of knowledge. And as we grow, we learn even more humility, that we can offer our most humble obeisances to our spiritual master who actually saved us, whether we thought we needed saving or not. And I would tell anyone that asked me that when I came to Krishna consciousness that I was not looking to be saved. I was not looking for anything. I wasn't even looking. But I had a very wise spiritual brother. He's my brother-in-law, but he was definitely my spiritual brother who knew that I was looking. So it's very important. Before I get into this, it's very important to keep our eyes wide open because some mercy, some opportunity may pass completely by us and we'll miss it. And that shouldn't happen because the Lord is always so available to us. Text 16, Ahora tres chit yamanam budva yebayave pataha mukta sanga param budva nireha upasham yati. Ahora tres chit yamanam budva yebayave pataha mukta sanga param budva nireha upasham yati. Ahore tres chit yamanam Buddhavaya bhayave pataha mukta sanga parambudva niriha upasham yati. Anyone want to repeat? Ahora tres chidyamanam. Budvaya bhayavya pataha mukta sanga param budva niriha upasham yati. Ahora tres chidyamanam. Budvaya bhayavya pataha mukta sangaha parambudva niriha upasamyati. Ahora tres chidyamanam. Buruvayo bhayavipataha mukta sanga parambudva niriha upashamyati. Anyone else want to try? We'll do word for word. Aha. By days. Ratrahi. By nights. Chitma. Chidyamanam, being cut down. Budva, knowing. Ayaha, the duration of life. Vaya, with fear. Vepataha, trembling. Mukta sangaha, free from attachment. Param, the Supreme Lord. Buddhava, understanding. Niriha, without material desire. Upashamyati, achieves perfect peace. A translation for this text is, knowing that one's duration of life is being similarly cut down by the passing of days and nights, one should be shaken by fear. In this way, giving up all material attachment and desire, one understands the Supreme Lord and achieves perfect peace. Wow. Wow. Do you realize how many of us go in, we wake up day in, day out, and we take for granted so many things. We take for granted so many things. And sometimes during this time of the year, we're much more aware of what we did or did not do. But this bears repeating. If anyone can grasp it and hang on to it and learn from it,
it is worth the breath that it takes to repeat it, knowing that one's duration of life is being similarly cut down by the passing of days and nights, one should be shaken by fear. In this way, giving up all material attachment and desire, one understands the Supreme Lord and achieves perfect peace. Purport? An intelligent devotee knows that the passing days and nights are exhausting one's duration of life, and he therefore gives up his futile attachment to material sense objects. Instead, he strives to achieve permanent benefit in life. Just as the detached bird immediately gives up its nest and goes to another tree, similarly, a devotee knows that there is no permanent opportunity for residence within the material world. Instead, he dedicates his working energy to achieving eternal residence in the kingdom of God, transcending the modes of material nature by attaining Krishna's own spiritual nature. The devotee at last obtains perfect peace. I find it interesting that they mention the bird being able to leave one quote-unquote permanent residence and go to another. And I think of the bird also, especially when I came into Krishna consciousness and I was trying to understand detachment. You will notice that when a bird's, when they're young, are ready to fly, and they have taught them as best they can how to obtain nutrition and how to eat, you will find birds pushing their own young from the nest and forcing them to be independent. And I look at it as a way of being detached. But the Lord is so merciful that whether or not you are in a human body or a bird's body or any particular animal's body, he always takes care of you. He takes care of his own. Then I think about, as we wake up every day and take for granted, most of us take for granted different things in life, I think about the duration of a fetus in the womb. Now, of course, that fetus is aware of things that are going on at a certain point in the gestational period. But, and then the gestational period average is usually 36 weeks. But that particular infant, as far as most of us are aware, knows very little about the outside material world. And when he comes out, it's wow. What a mind-altering experience to come into the material world. And then if that child is raised, hopefully in the right atmosphere, then he will learn to value not only his life, but others around him, and he will learn how to appreciate life. I think of, there were so many things that I thought of here. And I got to tell you, when I get an opportunity to do a text and the translation and the purport and the text is short, it's like, oh, I panic. It's like, okay, now how do I elaborate on this? But actually, a learned devotee can take a line in the scriptures and go on and on about it. One should never claim to know everything, because when you get to that point, you don't last very long, because Krishna will knock you off the little mountain that you put yourself on. So I find that it's always good to be humble, to come in the presence of devotees. And even if it's a short translation, pray for the mercy of my guru, Srila Prabhupada, Radha Kala Chanji, to impart something that has an impact on the individuals that are hearing. I thought about the time of the year. I thought about different things that we should be aware of. So let me see if I can get this in some type of order for you. And also, I'm probably going to require some participation from you because I'm going to be asking you some questions. As I said, those of us that have not been born in the atmosphere of a spiritually conscious family are challenged. But you think about the devotees that take for granted what they have. Nice home, nice family, nice health, nice bodily appearance, on and on and on, nice association. And we can go on for a lifetime, and we never really think about where the benefits come from, that we should be grateful, and even more than that, that we should be giving some of it back. And most of us will go right through old age and then think, maybe there's something I should be doing or something I should be learning from. And if you're lucky and you have enough time, great. Go for it. But the point is, from the moment that you were given the spiritual knowledge or given the opportunity or it's been imparted to you, take advantage of it. Think of Prahlad Maharaj in the womb of his mother who heard from Narada Muni spiritual knowledge even at that young age. He took to spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He became a devotee of the Lord. If we could be so fortunate as to become a devotee of the Lord and be that knowledgeable at that age, how wonderful. But we're not all Prahlad Maharaj. There was only one. To think of Ajamil was the devotee who lived a life that probably was not one any one of us wants to repeat. And by chance, he happened to name his son Narayana. And at the time of death, accidentally, he's calling out the Lord's name, but he's calling his son's name Narayana, but that is the Lord's name. And he got the mercy. One of the reasons that it's so important to chant our rounds constantly, continuously, and be in the mood of devotion is that we never know what it's going to be like at the time of death. We should be in such a mood of having the Lord's name on our tongue that it just becomes not even an afterthought to say the Lord's name at the time of death. As a matter of fact, it's very important that we remember the Lord. If we're fortunate enough, we can remember the Lord's features at the time of death. Then there was a story that I remember one of the sannyasis told of a merchant, a very wealthy merchant who was, he was a controller. He thought he had everything in control from the wealth of his family to the point at which he would leave his body and remember the Lord's name. Well, from my understanding, what he did, from my memory, what he did was he named his children the names of the Lord so that they surrounded him at the time of death. And in the event that he felt he was close to death, he would call one of their names. And of course, there he's calling the Lord's name, so he's covered. Well, he's surrounded by all of his sons, and he's talking about the business, store, and they're all surrounding him, and he's very close to death. And he's thinking, the thought that comes to his mind at the very point of death is instead of calling out one of his son's name, the last thought that was on his mind is, I wonder what's going on. And he never finished it. He was thinking about the market, the store in which he had. The point I'm saying, that what I'm saying is there's no guarantee that you will always remember the Lord's name, but there's a real good possibility if you take devotional service, if you take your sadhana serious, there's a very good possibility that you'll remember the Lord's name. If not, you'll be surrounded by devotees. But the point is, how does one come to a position of making sure that you can remember the Lord's name at the time of death? Anyone want to respond to that? Anyone in particular? What would you do to at least ensure that you can remember the Lord's name at the time of death? Or so that you're constantly focused on him. What do you do in your life?
Play a tape.
Play a tape. That's one good possibility, Prabhu. Anyone else have any thoughts on you're at death's door?
So we're pretty much visiting.
Yes, Nandini.
Is it on?
Mm-hmm, it's on.
We're pretty much visiting daily Patita's Pavana's brother, Chaitanya Taran, who is at death's gate. He's leaving at any moment. And so it's very sobering because the entire facility, everyone is pretty much, they're all terminal. They're all leaving at one point or another, some sooner, some maybe lingering a little more. And I've seen a few people leave. So he is at death's. It's not, no matter you spend a lifetime remember doing devotional service, sometimes the life airs, the consciousness becomes very clouded.
Yes.
And depending on the nature of leaving the body, your mind becomes almost mad.
Yes, it does.
You can't.
Yes.
So depending on the mercy of the devotees, is especially important to surround and be there when devotees are departing.
Mm-hmm.
We're chanting and singing and dousing him with spiritual waters. But I think sometimes he will say, I'll say Krishna, Krishna, and he'll say a little, but he's getting closer and closer, so it's more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most important thing is the mercy of the devotees surrounding. We can only pray that we will have that benediction when we leave.
It is ultimately that we have the benediction of devotees, the association of devotees, which is where we go back to the point of how important it is to have devotee association, because we do not live in this world alone. You cannot live alone. You didn't come into the world alone. We always say that, but a spiritually conscious person knows that they came into the world with the Lord. You didn't come in alone. And at the time of death, you will hear from doctors, and I'm not going to belabor that point, but you hear how confused and cloudy the mind is and how there's no guarantee. But to have and be surrounded by devotees, what a blessing. What a blessing. I think each and every one of us prays that we will have the mercy of devotees and the blessings of devotees at the time of death. Just to have them even chant the holy name and even a tape. I mean, I was thinking, what is my setup? Because who knows what the time of death is? And I'm thinking, I'm going to have a tape available so that nobody around me can say, well, we have nothing to play. I'll have that. Hopefully, I'll have some maha water, some tulsi. Hopefully, the association of devotees. But the point is, you have to come to the realization that this life that you have is not permanent. there are some people, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, they're still into cryogenics where they're freezing their bodies and they're going to wait for this miraculous moment where there's a cure and then someone's going to, what is it, plug them or unplug them or whatever it is. How do we know there's going to be someone to even do the necessary to bring us back to life? There is no such thing as a permanent material life. Spiritual, yes. Quite a few people, and I've got to admit I was one of them, you knew about death, you knew it was going to come, but I was the one that was in that crowd of people that felt that Krishna had this special program for me where I could just sidestep death and just go directly to him. It's like, Krishna's going to hold out for me so I don't have to go through all this. And I thought, you're supposed to be an intelligent person. Where did you get this from? I am so glad. And I'm going to end with some things that I'm thankful for, but I am so thankful that I had the opportunity again to remember my relationship with the Lord, who the Lord is, and to have a chance to get it right this time. You think about devotees that will wait until the last minute, as I said, to claim their association with the Lord. And you wonder about some of the devotees that want to go through this process, and they're the same devotees that would gratefully serve on the altar, do service in the temple, which is high, highly elevated service, but they can't even open their mouths and speak to the person that passes by them that has Krishna in the heart at all times. And they actually feel that they're going to be one of them that's covered because, I serve the Lord so nicely, but the Lord doesn't need you to do anything for him. The Lord is most pleased when you are serving one another. That is a very high benefit. There are other examples, too, of at what point do we just stop what we're doing and remember the Lord? Do we wait until we get that dreadful news from the doctor that says, okay, so I see this illness and you only have so much time, and then you're running to the Lord? Or when we are losing a position in life, a job, that we run for the solace of a religious institution, or we run to the Lord, or we lose the association or the love of someone? What are the things that are necessary for us to finally realize that from moment to moment, our life airs are ticking away? And in case my mind is moving quicker than my mouth, I don't believe I mentioned this, but even Lord Brahma has a lifespan of 100 years, and that's equivalent to 311 trillion, 40 billion years in human years. And even Lord Brahma has to leave his body. So who are we, and what do we think it would take for us to come to the realization that if not now, when? It's like the old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. But what does it take for the student to be ready? Hopefully you're not crawling on your knees in that last breath. Is Krishna, please? When you have an opportunity to serve Krishna in your lifetime, it's a wonderful. What is that? What is that song? It's that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. It is totally wonderful. When people think about devotional life, somewhere, someone has fooled them. Someone has told them that it's totally boring. And who is this rock star, the one that's saying you can't get no satisfaction? You act. Was it Mick? Mick. You get satisfaction from being a devotee. And you get satisfaction that cannot be measured by how much illegal paraphernalia you have to reach a certain height of consciousness. It is permanent. It is joyful. So if anyone is hearing me and you want more detail, there is a wonderful life time as a devotee in the right association, in the right association of properly situated, serious devotees, and in a very nice dhamma. I have to be really careful how I say that, because I can be a little, I'm trying not to be sectarian, but there are certain dhams that I gravitate toward. This one I didn't even intend to come to, but I'm here and I enjoy it. I would have to say you found me, because I didn't find you. You found me. Radha Kala Chanji is so powerful, so strong, that as I was visiting the Dham, I kept looking at Radha Kala Chanji, and there's just such an unusual association that you can have with them. They're very powerful. And my feeling is that I was like the little child that you're telling, here, come here, let me give you this medicine, and the child is running in the opposite direction, not realizing what that medicine is going to do for them. And I felt like Radha Kala Chanji was pulling me on my knees, like, will you come here and accept what's happening? The point I'm trying to make is being God conscious, being Krishna conscious, is a very ecstatic, enlightening, wonderful, partying atmosphere, spiritually conscious. And we're going to find that out at the 50, at the Kirtan 50. Anyone that's listening, please join us. It is unbelievable. You will be so attached that you will be breathlessly waiting for the next opportunity to come. But getting back to the scriptures, we have to come to a point where we don't take advantage of each day that we're given. That's the point that's being made here. And the point is, what does it take for us to realize the significance of our life, the times that we have, the times that you cannot buy back, the wasted hours, you cannot get them back. So if there's anything that you can get from this, it's to take advantage of this moment in time and think, what would you change that would put you in a better position of realizing your, what is the proper word, the brevity of time that we have on this earth, and how to make the most of it. Every morning that I wake up, whether the body is willing or not, and most of the time the body is not willing, I have to have the association of the deities, the lordships in my home, because then I have to get up and wake them and honor them. And it starts me on my way, but I have to have some motivation. That's my motivation. And the other motivation is the fact that I could have woken up on a cooling slab in a morgue, and I didn't. I woke up in my right mind with the fairly decent right activity of my limbs, and we have to be grateful for those things. We have to find things to be grateful for and know that we're not responsible for them, that someone else is, and that someone else is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that every moment that we have as a devotee, as a child of the Lord, that we should find ways to remember him, to make the most of that time. And we should start in a mood of gratitude this time of the year. It shouldn't just be Thanksgiving. I'm happy for this. I'm happy for that. be happy all year round. The things that I'm, running out of time, but the things that I'm most happy for, and I would ask you to think about it. What are you most happy for? I am most happy that I have had an opportunity again after I don't know how many lifetimes to realize that my Supreme Father is Lord Krishna. That I have been given the family that I was born in, the blood family. Now, it's not perfect. Everyone has their issues in the family, but from the foundation of who my family was, they were an impetus. They were like I don't want to make this sound wrong, but a stepping stone to who I became. Because had they not been and done the things they did, I probably just would have stayed at one level. But because I have such a strong fighting nature, I did not. I am very thankful for the spiritual family that I have become a part of that seems to never end. I'm grateful for the family that was created during my marriage. I am grateful for the opportunity to serve in whatever capacity for the Lord. I am grateful for, oh my goodness, so many things. I could stand here and I could sit here and go me, me, me. But the point is, we have to find something that we're grateful for. And from that, take it and either share it or help someone else learn from it. And if possible, if we are even so inclined, give Krishna consciousness, give God consciousness to someone else. You will not be disappointed. They will not be disappointed. And you cannot even imagine the mercy that you will be given just because. Anyone have any special things at this time of the year? It's important. What are you happy for? What is it that you're most thankful for? And it shouldn't just be, as I said, Thanksgiving time. We're coming up on the end of the year, and a lot of people are thinking about the things that they did not do, what was not done. And some people will have a rough time this year, and hopefully they will be in the proper company of others that will not let them become so destitute that they will do something that will not make sense for the rest of their eternal lives. Anyone want to reach out? Just tell me, what is it that you're thankful for? And hopefully it has to do with Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, sir.
I'm having a hard time recently. I had taken for granted, just like you say, I never thought about it, but then so many wonderful devotees have come forward to help us in our time of need, and I'm embarrassed, but I'm so thankful. Wow. And I hadn't realized, I just took it for granted, you know, never thought about it, but it's so nice that you'd mention that point. And one thing I'd like to mention on something we were discussing a minute ago was about dying. As Srila Prabhupada was leaving, he said, don't think this won't happen to you.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, and you'd be amazed at how many are in the movement for years and they're still thinking, like I did when I first came in, I got a special pass. This is not going to happen to me. You know, there's a special arrangement that the Lord has and I don't have to go through this. Yes, that is very wonderful to remember Srila Prabhupada's words. And even in the condition that he was in leaving his body, he was steadily preaching. For us to be that fortunate, to be that strong-willed, to still reach out in that mood, in that state of consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was a very special spirit soul. But yes, you never know. You would be amazed how, as a family we are, how we come together when one of us is in need.
I didn't know. I took it for granted, but on regard to that too, also what you were just mentioning, and I think about Srila Prabhupada, you know, an old elderly gentleman getting on that ugly boat to Jaladutta with no money in his pocket, going with no support.
None.
With just a mission.
None.
Unbelievable.
And how much was it he had in his pocket? Was it 14? I don't know. Was it 4 cents or 14 rupees or? 14 rupees.
40 rupees.
And he never even spent it because he can't spend rupees in the United States. You have to have an immense amount of faith. And if we can just have a bit of faith of our spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada, or our guru, we would be most fortunate. And that's part of one of the Gayatri mantras that you remind yourself of, to just have a little bit of the mercy of the spiritual master. There is no degree to which there is nothing that we cannot perform. But what is important, and what I always like to do at the end of the lecture, is just to remind ourselves what we are really discussing at the moment. And it is that knowing that one's duration of life is being similarly cut down by the passing of days and nights, one should be shaken by fear. In this way, giving up all material attachment and desire, one understands the Supreme Lord and achieves perfect peace. So that, I would have to say, would be a main goal of mine, and one that I would hopefully pass on to someone else so that they'll understand that spiritual life and God consciousness is wonderful. It is not boring. Best time, best life ever. And that we can continue in our bodies for as long as the Lord wants us to. And that we make the most of it and not take another moment for granted. So I'll end at this point. Any questions or comments or realizations anyone has or wants to share, please feel free to do so at this time. Otherwise, yes, Nandini?
I just appreciated something that you said that is very powerful, which is, if not now, when?
Ah.
This is vitally important.
Yes, it
we
is.
Think we're going to always live until we're, you know, old and gray. But we don't never know when death will come.
Good point.
So it's a very vital point. If not now, when?
Good point. Good point. You just reminded me the point I wanted to make, and then I'm going to end. I really am going to end. I really am. But the point, we think we have this entire life to get gray in the hair. These are I'm proud of every single one of these hairs. Every single one. Because some people never make it. I think of the little girl. The little 3-year-old that lost her life because her parents were not exactly loving to her. Somewhere in the state of Dallas, those that lost their lives in Las Vegas at a concert, those lives that have been lost in earthquakes, China, Mexico, in 2015, Nepal, Haiti, all over the world, they tell you the end of time is coming, or the end of time did come for those individuals. So it's not always specific as who the end of time is coming for, but it does happen. The point is, you don't know when it will happen. You have no idea. And I'm not saying just because I'm saying it, you're going to walk out the door and be hit by a vehicle or something. That's not the point. The point is to make you aware of the time that you have so that you treasure it and use it wisely in spiritual consciousness. Any other comments? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Radha Kala Chanjidam Ki Jai. Gaura Parmananda.